You are listening to episode 820. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for being here, for giving yourself this time to reconnect to that best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation every day on the podcast, customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. And you can find all the resources and meditations that I share over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided in a walking meditation. Our theme for this week is naturally calm. How to be naturally calm. Not calm in a way where you're trying to convince yourself to be calm, or where you're trying to force yourself to be calm, maybe by repeating positive affirmations or a mantra. These affirmations and mantras can be incredibly effective, but when you use them, it's important for you to be in the right state when you use these techniques, rather than to try to mask whatever you're truly feeling with a technique. It's always important to honor exactly where you are when you sit down to meditate, because this is truly the essence of meditation, where you reach that state of calmness, but it can take a while to get there, and you really never honestly, authentically reach that state if you're not real with the situation or the state that you are currently experiencing. When you allow yourself to show up and be in the kind of state that you're currently in and just to experience it, then you can transition into a state of peace. We often try to pour peace over our emotions, and it doesn't work that way so much. It works so much better when you allow yourself to experience the emotion that may be bringing you down, and then to just transition at your own pace to a state of stillness. This is going to allow you to become naturally calm. So as we do today's walking meditation, let's stop and begin to relax the different areas of your body, just as we do every single time we meditate together. Now, I know that you can't always get outside and walk, and that's fine, but if you could open a window or door to let the outdoors in, to experience the elements, whatever is going on outside. And if you're seated meditating today, just visualize yourself walking in your favorite location. Now, I am in Florida, and we are currently experiencing hurricane conditions. It's a very gentle hurricane. It's more of a tropical storm that's passing over my house where I live. So I'll be meditating today with the windows open. And it's kind of exciting to have the winds of the storm rushing in the house, because I know that this is not a storm that's going to harm anyone. It's just a strong wind and a lot of rain. So wherever you are, go ahead and stop and close your eyes for a moment. And as always, lift them upward as they're closed, keeping your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Soften your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel that tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees and relax your legs. Relax your feet. Beautiful. Just notice how you feel right now. Any lingering areas of tension?
See what it feels like to breathe deeply and feel that area begin to expand.
Very nice. Now you can open your eyes if you're getting ready to walk. If you're seated, just keep your eyes closed and, as I mentioned, visualize yourself walking in your favorite location. If you are walking, go ahead and take your first steps out into the day or evening, noticing the different sights and sounds and smells around you. Inhale through your nose this cool, refreshing air. Exhale through your nose, feeling this hot tension leave your body. Take a look around you as you inhale and exhale, noticing the vibrant colors and shapes, or the more muted colors. You may be walking in the desert or in a forest where there's not a lot of sunlight. You might be walking in a busy city and there's a lot of activity going on around you. Take it in, and as you do so, focus on allowing, experiencing stillness and calmness is all about allowing whatever is happening to just happen. Try not to judge it so much. Just let it be what it is. If you notice many people that you may spend time with or that you know often compare so much. If you go somewhere, they'll say, "Oh, I like this one," or "I don't like that one," or "Did you see it? What happened there?" Or just all these little judgment calls. And that puts so much pressure on you. Just allow things to be as they are. I was with a friend just today in a kitchen store called Williams and Sonoma. It's a high-end kitchen store, and there was a wooden spoon, and the wooden spoon was $40, and there was nothing special about this wooden spoon that you would use for baking, for stirring up items that you were getting ready to bake. But my friend was saying, you know, you could buy this at Target or somewhere else for $3 or even $1. And it's true. But when we condition ourselves to compare and contrast so much, there's a lot of pressure to judge or to size things up. To be truly naturally calm, try just noticing how something is, or what is happening in a situation, or how someone is acting, and just notice it. Just take it in as information. In The Art of War by Sun Tzu, he talks about how being calm is one of the greatest qualities you can acquire. And I think that being calm has so much to do with being disciplined, catching yourself when your stress is triggered, and catching yourself when you're judging a situation or another person. This takes a lot of energy. It's emotionally draining and exhausting. It's much better to observe any situation and to allow it, just to allow it to be.
And in The Art of War, in regard to discipline, he says, a lack of discipline is also a recipe for chaos and panic. Disciplined troops are quietly confident and are in control of themselves. With external discipline, they gain internal self-discipline and so can reach a state of calm in the hardest of circumstances.
So as you're out walking, as we end this 7-part meditation series to be naturally calm, take a look at all that's around you and consider how you interact with your environment and with those who you share your life with. And consider ways where you can have this discipline to allow others to be who they are without so much judgment. And when you do this, you'll find that you're much more gentle with yourself as well. And you become so much calmer. This is where you have a true sense of being naturally calm. I have so enjoyed sharing this meditation series with you, and I can't wait to share a brand new series with you beginning tomorrow. Continue on your walk, enjoying this time you're giving yourself. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.